This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. What's going on here?
Oh, no, I'm just laughing because of the music.
Okay.
I forgot, you know, this is the boy band that Backstreet.
Okay.
This is Elliot's music.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's just funny because it's like when he played, I'm like, what? Oh, and then I was like, oh.
That's my bad. I didn't know. I was too busy looking at Otto Kemp and his face and realizing, you're right, he does have a little bit of an old face.
He looks old.
Yeah.
He looks old.
He's got the old face syndrome going on. But we are being joined by Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers, step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot Shore Parks joins us now. What's up, Elliot?
Yes, please.
What up? How you guys doing today?
Awesome, man. How you doing?
I mean, you know, the training camp's the best time of the year, and the joint practices are the best part of training camp. So we'll get into it. Wasn't the day the Eagles wanted, but it was fun to be out there and watch it for sure.
Who was out there scrapping, man? I thought they was out there hooking a little bit.
Yeah, we had our first fight of training camp, and to no surprise, it comes when they're going up against another team. So I didn't see who started it, but it was during a special team drill towards the end of practice, I would say, probably an hour plus into practice. And, yeah, it was a fight between the special teams. Everybody got into it. There was probably at one point 50 or 60 players maybe in the scrum. So it was a big one, but no starters, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was a special teams. I think they were doing a punt drill or something like that.
Yeah.
And something broke out right in front of us. So that was interesting to see. But Elliot, I know you like to track this stuff. You obviously keep the W's and L's. Judging based on your intro here, the Eagles taking L to the Browns today?
So the Eagles got the win, but it is a win. So they win today over the Browns. Jalen and Nick moved to 10-2 in joint practices. But this is a win where everybody's calling into WIP on Monday morning, and they're livid with the game. Everybody's talking all week about how they need to play better. So they won, but I did not think it was an impressive showing. And the reason I gave them the win was because I thought the defense was really good today. The defense held the Browns starting offense out of the end zone. I had the Browns starting quarterbacks, which was a mixture of Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, at 13-19 on the day, no touchdowns. They didn't throw any interceptions either. So I thought the defense did well. The offense was really what held them back. If you want to visualize what today looked like, envision last year's win over the Carolina Panthers, where the defense got the job done and the offense kept the opposing team in it. I thought Jalen had probably his worst day of training camp so far. I had him down to 16 of 24, two touchdowns, one interception. But it's a day where the stats don't tell the story. He could have easily had three or four interceptions. Some people will say he had two. I thought on the second one he was sacked before he threw it. But overall, not a good day. But he did lead two touchdown drives, which is why they win. So a win, but not a good one.
You know, Elliot, I'm kind of curious. When you look at the secondary and so many guys getting first-team reps, how concerned are you going into the – you know, we've still got a few weeks, but how concerned are you about that with the first game of the season right around the corner?
Yeah, I think the concerning thing is that nobody's settled into that job. Maybe internally they've decided and they're just going to keep kind of cycling guys in and out to see if something changes. But just when it feels like Adoree Jackson has a job locked down, Kelee Ringo gets some first team reps today. Just when it seems like Sidney Brown is going to be the starter, Andrew Makuba is getting some first team reps today. So they definitely seem open to it. Now, new cornerback Ja'Quarion Bennett did not have a good practice today in the reps that I saw from him. He had a pass interference call on him. He let up a long catch down the sideline. Now, this is with the backup, so take that for what it's worth, which I guess arguably makes it even worse. But regardless, not a good day for him. So, yeah, I think it's concerning because when you look at this secondary, we're all just assuming Quinyon, Cooper DeJean are going to be awesome. And they very well might be. They're great players. But if they take even a little bit of a step back, all of a sudden you have major problems all throughout the secondary. So I definitely think it's a concern.
Yeah, Elliot. And I mean, both those jobs, the second corner job, second safety job. Do you think right now there are front runners in place, or do you look at it with, what, 3 weeks to go? Do you think these kind of competitions are still wide open on defense?
So I think if they were playing the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow, it would probably be Sidney Brown next to Reed Blankenship, and then obviously Cooper DeJean would play safety when they were in base. And I think it would be Adoree Jackson opposite Quinyon in that other starting corner spot. But they don't play Dallas tomorrow, and I think that things could definitely change. It surprised me a little bit how Makuba is getting first team reps. It felt like when he was gone, Sidney kind of separated himself. I thought he had a good initial first preseason game. I thought he was good in the open practice at the link on Sunday night. And it seemed like he had been starting to really get that job down. But they're putting Makuba out there with the first team defense, so they're clearly still open to it. But I wouldn't say either has a stronghold on the job, but I would say the front runners would probably be Sidney and Adoree Jackson at this point.
Yeah, and Elliot, one of the guys we talked to today was Azeez Ojulari. What is that rotation looking like right now with the pass rushers? Who's going with the first team, and what does that look like at this point?
Yeah, so Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, I believe, will be the starters week one. Nolan Smith, definitely. I think there is a world where Jalix Hunt starts, but maybe a guy like Josh Uche plays more snaps than him. But of the edge rushers, I think it's those three, and then it's the next group. Azeez Ojulari, I think, has not had a stellar camp so far, but he had a great day of practice today. He got a sack on Joe Flacco, and then he also had a really nice play against the run. So obviously that play against the run is huge. Just ask Bryce Huff what Vic Fangio does to edges that can't play the run. So the fact that he had a good play out there today against the run is encouraging. Patrick Johnson is another name I would at least keep an eye on. He's somebody that's a big special teams player for them. He's been getting some first team reps, and they cut him last year and he got claimed by the Giants. So you wonder if they'd be a little worried about losing him if they were to release him again. But yeah, I think there's those top three with Nolan, Jalix Hunt, and Josh Uche. And then that second group, I don't think anybody has really jumped out yet to separate themselves.
Yeah, and Elliot, you look at the offensive part of it, and as you said, they didn't have a very good day today. What do you attribute that more to? Was that the Eagles' offensive line getting beat up? Or was that Jalen struggling? What did you see most from the offense today that led to the struggles?
So I don't think it was Jalen missing guys. Like, there weren't throws to be made that I saw that he missed. There were just, A, he was running a lot today, and that's because of the offensive line. I thought the Browns got good pressure on him. It's always hard to tell where that pressure is coming from, but if you think about the offensive line that they had last year, for majority of practice today, they had three new starters because Lane Johnson was in and out of practice today as they try to get their backup tackle some reps. Obviously, Landon Dickerson's not playing. Brett Toth was in for him, and Tyler Steen didn't start last year. So at one point, it's Matt Pryor, Tyler Steen, Cam Jurgens, Brett Toth, and Mailata. So they had new guys in there, and I thought Jalen definitely got pressure on him. That being said, I do think Jalen was a little more reckless with the ball than he normally is. I mean, he even had an interception in one-on-ones, which you almost never see from a quarterback in one-on-ones. Those are very, very, very rarely picked off. So he wasn't missing wide open throws. I just thought it was kind of a sloppy day.
Yeah, and Elliot, I mean, the Landon Dickerson thing obviously goes down with the injury. Could have been a lot worse. But, you know, if the Eagles do need to play a week or two, whatever it is at the beginning of the season without him, how much of an issue is that? And do you think a guy like Brett Toth would be able to fill that role until Landon's able to get back?
I think it would be concerning. I mean, Brett Toth has never played meaningful snaps in the NFL. Now, I will say this, that we all agree Jeff Stoutland is, if not the best offensive line coach, he certainly is a great offensive line coach that's consistently gotten the best out of players. And he's always had Brett Toth here. Like, Brett Toth has been here for, I think, 7 years now. So he's always around. He's always a player Stoutland wants in his room. So Stoutland clearly has some type of confidence in him. But that being said, he's never really played. So if, you know, week one, Landon Dickerson is not out there and it's Brett Toth, you're looking at two new guards from last season. And that's not just the guards then that are impacted by it. Cam Jurgens, his job becomes harder. The job for both the tackles becomes harder. So, yeah, I think no Landon week one, if that were to happen, or even longer, is definitely a concern until Brett Toth shows he can, you know, be a good guard at the NFL level in games.
You know, Elliot, I'm kind of curious. Who stuck out to you at camp today? Who had a really good day at camp, in your opinion?
So I said Azeez Ojulari. I think Azeez Ojulari had a really good day. I would say on the offensive side of the ball, Johnny Wilson had two really nice catches. He won the 50-50 balls down the field that you want to see him going up and getting. So he had a good day. I thought Will Shipley looked really good today. I think he is.
Did he break away, man? Did he have any breakaway runs? Because we talked to Will about that today.
Yeah.
And, so you know, he said he's working on that.
So it's hard to tell in practice sometimes, and Hugh, you can probably speak to this better, but like, there are times where a running back gets through a hole and a defender just puts his hand on him and the play kind of ends, but you never know in a game had he been able, you know, to bring him down. But I thought he looked good today. I definitely think he's, as a runner, an upgrade over Kenny Gainwell from what they had last year. And I do think he has close to breakaway speed. So I thought he had a good day. And then on the defensive side of the ball, like I said, I thought Azeez had a good day. And in the secondary, I can't think of anyone that stood out right now. But, yeah, I would say Azeez, Will Shipley, and Johnny Wilson are three guys that stood out.
Okay.
And just one more for you here, Elliot. A.J. Brown not at practice today. All good with A.J.?
Yeah, I think that's the assumption. I don't think there's any concern that he won't play week one against Dallas. I thought he might be back by now. He did some individual work at practice earlier in the week and then didn't do it today. I think that's probably just because it was Cleveland and practice was structured a little different. So I would expect him to be out there for Dallas week one. But, yeah, I mean, he's been out almost a week, and that's definitely not a good thing.
Yeah, well, another joint practice, Eagles and Browns coming up tomorrow. And I have one more question for you, Elliot. Earlier today, I'm not sure you heard what happened. Joe Flacco went into the bathroom here by the RV. John Ritchie sprinted and followed him in. Is that a weird move or not?
So based off that description, I would definitely have to say yes, right? I mean, those porta potties
are. Conversation with him, yeah.
Yeah, those porta potties are tight quarters too. That's not like not going into the work bathroom, you know, like that's a tight quarter. So I will say, though, from what I hear, Joe Flacco waited in line for the bathroom, which what a classy move. You know, you're Joe Flacco, like you can just go in and go. You have practice to get to. So, yeah, weird move by Richie, if that's what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thank you, Elliot.
No problem.
Not that
yes.
that one was very controversial, but appreciate it. Elliot Shore Parks, joining us today, 94 WIP's Eagles reporter. Elliot will be on the scene tomorrow as the Eagles take on the Browns again. So the Eagles get the win, Hugh. How about that?
That's not a bad day. Even from where we're sitting, that's why I'm saying you can never glean from practice, because from where we're sitting, it looked like they took the L in the fight. And it looked like they were kind of getting beat up at practice. But, yeah, good day for the Eagles.
Yeah. I saw that. I think the second pick that Jalen threw is the one that we saw here. Uh-huh. But Elliott said he thought it was a sack before that anyway. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, not it didn't – and like you said, it didn't look like a great day for the offense from what we could see here. But it's kind of tough to see from our vantage.
Yeah, it's not. It's like when people ask, hey, what do you think of practice? Hey, dog, I'm sitting in the trailer all day.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I get to see a little bit of practice. So yeah. It's like when you ask me for an intimate breakdown, I mean, I'm not trying to be a nudge, but I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we did get to see some of the offense versus the Browns
a
defense,
little bit.
Though. The Browns offense, Eagles defense, that was on the field further away from us.
Yeah, and if you want to play-by-play now, there's a few guys. Looks like Brown players are out here, you know, just getting acclimated to the field, you know, doing some work. I saw Elliot posted a picture of Shador. I think before he got hurt.
Yeah. Shador got hurt.
You know, throwing, you know, working on his footwork and everything. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard for us because of what we do to really be able to break down practice like that.
Their quarterback situation is bizarre. I mean, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders. It's just a very weird situation.
It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. You know, the world went – crazy yesterday. Well, last week when Shador had his debut, when he went out there and he played, he had his debut.
What?
Yep.
And his debut.
Yeah.
And right. They went crazy. Yeah. You know.
That's the way Hugh pronounced
it. Debut.
That's fine.
Yeah, it was debut.
But yeah, Shador looked like a minor injury today.
And you know, everybody was excited about that. I feel like this when it comes to that young man is that he has a place in the NFL. I don't think it's with the Cleveland Browns, though.
Probably
I don't think it would
not.
Be with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. And it just felt weird for them to draft him right after they drafted another rookie quarterback.
No. When they drafted him, the weirdest thing was, you know how people, when you draft certain guys or you get somebody that might have fallen, everybody kind of looked like, damn, like they were doing somebody a favor.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like when you'd say your mom said, if you eat your vegetables, I'll take you to Wally World or whatever, and you can get an ice cream or whatever, but you got to eat the vegetables first.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like that. They were salty.
It did look like that. It wasn't like there was a bunch of high-fiving going
on.
But
salty.
Who knows? Maybe they got lucky. Maybe he can play. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Things we're talking about today. Do you fully trust Rob Thompson pushing the right buttons, managing the Phillies to a World Series? Welcome to get in on that. Taiwan Walker versus Ranger Suarez. Who would you feel more comfortable starting in a postseason game right now? And with the Eagles defense, do you think they're good or do you think they need another move? I think they're good. I'm not going to lie, though. Elliot does concern me a little bit, talking about the corners, talking about the safety situation. They got to get that figured out sooner rather than later. Let's go back to the phones. Ugh.
Oh, yeah,
Cowboy Jim.
Since we're going back to the phone before you do that, Terrence said you need to do a better job of working the time to talk to the callers.
Terrence said that?
Who said that?
Yeah, Terrence sent me. He said, he said you need to do a better job of that,
okay.
KT.
Terrence.
Well, yeah. I mean, in fairness to TK, you're not always entirely sure when the player is going to be coming by after practice. So
yeah, I'm just a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to. I hope Terrence isn't upset with me. I meant no disrespect.
We're gonna replay it a little later because people have requested that we hear it again.
Oh wow!
And we'll
oh no, you people! I forgot about you people.
Uh-huh. They didn't forget about you.
You did rush him off the phone. You know what made it bad, TK?
Man.
Like when Joe does it, Joe allows the person to stop talking, and then he'll say, hey, well, we got to go. You know, we'll put you on hold or whatever.
Yeah.
You told him bye.
I did. And, well, you know, no. What made it worse, and this was you being a bad teammate, Hugh, you called me out on it, wouldn't let it go. That's what made it a bad thing.
I am an agent of chaos.
You're
man.
A bad
like
teammate.
I'm sorry. I just like – I like – it was funny because it was like, damn, you ain't even – he was talking. He said, oh, dog, we
oh, man, I'm already cringing thinking about hearing this back.
Oh,
at 1:45.
Hey, it's been some good times down here at the NovaCare. Where is this NovaCare? Yeah, the NovaCare. I forgot where.
Are you
we
all right?
For a minute.
You forgot where
I'm
we
a little
were?
Loopy. I'm a little loopy, man. All that sugar I had this morning, he got me a little sight.
Man, Cowboy Jim, what's up, Cowboy Jim?
Oh, is it my turn now? Can I go? Can I speak now?
Yeah, you know what, Jim? I might have to cut you off, too.
You're doing a bad job, TK. I want to hear what you people have to say about this. Hey, if John Ritchie goes into the bathroom at Chickie and Pete's and a fan goes in to want to talk to him, he'd come right out and complain. All you hosts at WIP complain about that stuff. So it's for Ritchie, it's okay for me, but not for thee. Is that what's going on down there at WIP?
Well, Jim, did you have a personal experience? Did you follow Ritchie into the bathroom or something?
People follow me into the bathroom. They want to talk to me, and I'm like, hey, give me a break. God. Give me a second here. Hey, listen, this Friday at 7 o'clock, I'll be destroying that idiot from San Diego on OG Wade's podcast, Knowledge Without College. So turn the...
I will not be listening or watching.
Appointment listening. Can't wait to hear that one, Jim.
Turn the Phillies game down and listen to me destroy that idiot.
Don't turn the Phillies game down. Don't listen to Jim and OG Wade
I don't give
and
a
Aaron
shit.
Bicker. Hey, yeah. Please.
And for you Philly fans out there, except for last night, it was, we're going to the World Series. Now we can't get to the World Series if we don't get a bye in the playoffs. Pitchers need to be on the 10-day IR. We can't beat the Brewers. And now we've got toppers and non-toppers.
I don't think I've said that.
He said non-toppers.
Where are you? Which one are you, Jim? Are you topper or non-topper?
I'm a topper.
Come on,
man,
big guy.
I'm a topper. As for the Cowboys winning the East, listen, the Eagles have a tough schedule. Jaden Daniels is a fraud. Did you see the list of quarterbacks that Jaden Daniels beat last year? I mean, come on. He beat Daniel Jones twice, Andy Dalton, Caleb Williams. Come on. These are jokes.
Well, what you're thinking higher of Dak and your guys this year, Jim?
Hey, you.
What?
With all due respect, and I'm saying with all due respect, okay? You said you wanted to be the bandit and you wanted Jaden's mom to be next to you, but with all due respect, she's probably a lovely lady, but I don't see the attraction. With all due respect,
I mean, she's a nice looking lady.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Jim?
No, because I slid in her DMs and she ain't saw my scene.
Oh, really?
I
didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Okay. Well, to
when
each.
She sees it, and then she's going to be like, hey, I need to get to Philly.
To each their own. Shoot your shot, Hugh. Shoot your shot. Let's go to.
Shoot the J's. Shoot it.
Let's go to Big V. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo, man, first of all, let me know you got somebody coming up because I don't want the Terrence treatment.
Yeah, he totally disrespected Terrence.
You're not going to live that one down, I guess.
Terrence is going to hate me forever now. What am I going to do?
Hey, let me quote Hugh TK. With all due respect, I mean, I would like a little heads up.
You might have to. You might be next, Big V. You better watch it.
you know I love you, right?
Okay, but
look, everybody you interviewed today should have just pled their First Amendment rights, not to answer, for incrimination. Because you sat up there trying to have dude dry snitch about the team he left to be with the Eagles. Come on,
Listen, man. That was great. I thought it was a great
question. Listen, man, I am a radio host. I am employed to ask the tough questions.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I got to do it.
Listen to an episode of Law and Order.
You was a hard-hitting journalist, Big V.
I want the truth. I'm going to get the truth.
Yeah, that's what you want to call it? Okay, let's do that. TK, man, what's going on with you, baby?
What's up, Big V? What do you got on the birds today?
Well, first, I love the fact that you're filling in because
this is like an Aaron San Diego-esque call, Big V.
Oh, no, I'm not even half as bad as Aaron in San Diego. But
I get to the point here. Sooner or later.
What's up with the birds is this. I mean, yeah, we got some missing positions. Yeah, they haven't been filled right now, but that's what training camp is all about. If one thing the Eagles fans should know, understand, respect, and have patience with is that Fangio is good at preparing the team for whoever we meet. We had the same situation last year, and we were the number one defense. We've got the same situation this year. We've got people with more talent, younger, faster, and hungrier.
More talent? What are you talking about?
You heard
him. I'm talking.
You are delusional.
Okay, here we go. Okay, Kyle, let's spew that negativity. Why am I delusional?
I'm not spewing negativity. I'm living in reality.
Okay, so why are you screaming?
Because you're bothering me.
That's how you talk. That's how you talk. See, I understand you don't have the proclivity, so what I'll do is I'll write
everything out. I don't even think you know what that word means. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll write everything out in crayon, and I'll mail it to you. Okay, Kyle?
Wow, this is getting contentious. Any retort, Kyle?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm gonna let him drown.
All right, Big V, are you done? Can I hang up now or no?
No, but, I mean, let's talk Phillies.
What do you got on the Phillies?
God help us.
Well, this is what I got on the Phillies. Relax about the pitching situation. One thing that Topper has been masterful this year is load management, giving people the rest they need to recover, to bring them back, and talking with them to get them back to their level of performance.
Talking with him, you heard him.
Yes, being a coach. Y'all heard me.
You heard him.
So, you know, everybody that's on DEFCON 3 with this thing with the Phillies, relax. He's got this.
Well, I got you, Big V. Appreciate the call. So relax on the Phillies. And, yeah, I mean, even I can't corroborate that, Big V. I mean, I'm not worried about the defense. I, at the same time, cannot say they are more talented than they were last year.
That's lofty.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
That's pretty lofty.
You look at the secondary, there's no way you can say they're more talented at this point. I think they could be in good shape. They could be all right.
I don't know.
It was like, oh, because like I'm trying to figure out the word I'm using. I mean, it's a work in progress. I think that's the safe word to use.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to use better words when I you know, describe certain things. I'm working on my vocabulary.
I think your vocabulary is fine.
Well, because a lot of times, Kyle's not in my head. That doesn't bother me.
Hullabaloo or hoobaloo.
Since I'm vibrating on a high level right now, I gotta kind of step my game.
Yeah, I do like that being your new thing. You're just vibrating on a higher level than all the rest.
Very annoying. Very annoying.
I was about to say that irritated the hell out of Kyle.
I've enjoyed it. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Last segment coming up. We'll get to some calls next. We'll check in with you people. Here we go again. And then we'll also get Jerry Jones. Very revealing comment. One of Hughes' fellow A-listers had a few things to say about Jerry and the Cowboys. Yeah, I'm having a rough time now. That's coming up next. The very smooth transition as we move forward to break. Alongside Hugh Douglas at the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, y'all, guess what? Fall's right around the corner. You know what that means? Two things, football and pumpkin spice season. Pumpkin spice. And this year, Hatfield is taking the game to a whole new level with their newest game changer. Changer. It's called Pumpkin Spice Thick Cut Bacon. I was so excited to say it, I missed the word. But let me tell you, people, I've had this bacon. Y'all know how initially I felt about pumpkin spice. I feel different. I really, really do. I like the pumpkin spice bacon. I like the way it makes me feel. I like the way it tastes. And for a limited time, you could find it too. But you got to go to your local grocery store. And if you want, you got to visit Simply Hatfield to find out where to buy it. That's simplyhatfield.com. Better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.